It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. An exhibition based on a popular Instagram account opens this week in the Bronx. WNYC's Precious Fondren spoke to photographers with work in the show about the misconceptions that cling to the borough.
Every day for the past 9 years, the Instagram account Everyday Bronx has posted an image that captures some sense of the borough. There are pictures of people playing basketball, cinematic shots of greenery in a park, and countless images of community members walking past a favorite bodega, catching a train, or crowding into a church.
We really want to basically show the uniqueness, diversity, and complexity that's in the Bronx that you don't usually see.
That's Rina Santos, who started the account in 2014.
We've been maligned with so many horrific negative stereotypes, and I want to try to do something to show the opposite of that.
Everyday Bronx has over 43,000 followers now, and on Friday, an exhibition featuring more than 250 images from the account will open at the Bronx Documentary Center. Santos hopes the exhibition encourages more people to express themselves artistically.
Photography can be incredibly elitist, and if you don't have a super $4,000 camera, you know, you're not a real photographer. I don't believe that. I believe that you do the best that you can with what you have.
Everyday Bronx contributors like Michael Young hope the Instagram account and the exhibition help to wipe out misconceptions of a dangerous, rundown borough filled with crime. Young says that hasn't been the reality for a long time now.
I hope that I'm communicating to other people outside of the Bronx that this is a place that they should come and experience, and that there's a lot of beauty that can be found here.
Ed Garcia Conde is another contributor. He's been photographing the borough he was born and raised in since 2009, when he founded the website Welcome to the Bronx. He's lived in other parts of the city, but he says they never felt like home.
You were a stranger in your own building. No one would say hi to you in the elevator. And I come from a neighborhood of the Bronx that, despite all the ills that were happening and plaguing the borough, like, people said hi to you.
Rina Santos agrees.
I met the best people I've ever met. I've laughed harder than I have anywhere else in the world. And more importantly, I felt that I was part of a community here.
The Everyday Bronx exhibition runs through May 14th. Precious Fondren, WNYC News.